Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Gil Baggett. Minneapolis Mad Dads. I have to apologize for the inconvenience, but we were having computer difficulties. You know, they wouldn't let us log in. Something was wrong. But we want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gil Baggett. We pray that you had a blessed and awesome week since the last time we spoke last week. So our topic today is influences. You know, who have been the big differences in your life? Who has made those big differences in your life? You know what I'm saying? Who has been that woman, that man that said, done, showed, helped, inspired, impressed, disciplined, stroked? You know, help you get to where you at. You know, help you make some of the major decisions that you've made in your life. Ones that that stand out in all those important ways. So, again, I would like to apologize for those who have called in and was unable to let in make contact with us because, again, like I said, that we had technical difficulties logging in today. So, is somebody on the line? So, yeah. So, today we were... We're talking about those big differences in your life. And I got to say that for me, that the first impressions that I had as a young adult were basically bad because, like, you know, I was like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Like caught up in the revolutionary changes in our lifestyles in the 70s, you know what I'm saying? You know, the big afro and the bell-bottom pants and the superfly mentality and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Get rich without any type of responsibilities or anything like that, you know? So my basic impressions were those who were negative. Hello? Yeah, all right, come on. No, go ahead. Just try it again. And those negative imageries and stuff that I had of people, you know. So I tried to live here and emulate the things I seen on television and the things I seen on the movies, Superfly and Fred Williamson, you know what I'm saying, Hell Up in Harlem, all those type of imageries and stuff. You know, Shaft, trying to be all tough and rough and, you know, manly and all that stuff, you know. And then, you know, I seen the street people out on the streets, you know what I'm saying. I started trying to emulate those cats, man, you know. And that those things wasn't doing it for me. So as I grew older, I started reevaluating the things and the images I started having in my life, and I started re-questioning decisions that I made, you know, and I started looking at the different people that I had allowed to infiltrate, you know, the barriers of my safeguards and stuff. And I started seeing that, you know, that, hey, maybe I had made a lot of wrong decisions. So I think once I laid the pen, I turned my life over to the Lord Jesus Christ and I allowed him to start doing things in my life and hooking in my life and start, you know, changing the way that I thought, you know, the people who I wanted on my as role models, it started to change, you know, and I started taking different guidance from people who meant a lot to me, you know, like the first youth counselor that I had. Even though I became an adult, he was the first youth counselor that really made a a lifelong impression upon me. And even at the time when he was talking to me, you know what I'm saying, I didn't particularly listen to him, you know. But as it turned out, everything he said, that when I got to those quiet moments in my life, where I had some time to sit back and to think and reflect, his words came back to me, you know. And I reached out to him. I went through some networking, and I found his number. And me and him, we went out to lunch, and we had a sat down, and we had a chance to really let PM talk. And this time, I was receptive to what he was talking about, you know. And he was very, very understanding, you know. He was like, yeah, you know, I knew Gil was going to take a while because you had that type of mentality, you know. And it changed me. It changed my whole way of thinking, you know what I'm saying, the whole way that that I had been hurting myself, you know what I'm saying, for the time I met him, because I met him when I was like 12. And from 12 to about 17 years old, he was in my life, you know, on and off and stuff like that, because he worked in the neighborhood youth center. His name was Eugene Perkins. And he worked in a place called the Better Boys Foundation. And, you know, he was a very dedicated man as far as, like, trying to make a change and try to affect the way that the youth in the neighborhood thought, you know what I'm saying? Because at that time, you know, we were going right through that gangbanging era, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was trying to be El Lucho, you know what I'm saying? The number one, you know, bad boy on the block, you know? And like I said, I didn't have time to listen to him then, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't feeling him. But then when I got a chance to talk to him after I had been to prison and gotten out of prison, been to prison again and gotten out of prison again, I had a chance to let up and talk to him one more time. And this time when I talked to him, you know, I was like, I believe I was like 36. I was like 36, 38 years old. And he really poured his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding into me that day. And, you know, we had some old conversations, you know, but that first one was the one I really think changed my life. And it put me on the pathway to understanding that when you are misinformed by misinformed people, that the decisions that you make from those directives and those suggestions are some of the most powerful misdirected information that you will ever make in your life, because the consequences are endless. You know, it's like the Bible says, once you conceive sin in your mind, it has a way of laying up here and materializing itself. You know what I'm saying? It's self-perpetuating. You know, that once you conceive it, your body, your flesh, will find a way to lay up here and give your mind what it needs. And I've come to understand that today. And today, again, our topic is who has made a big difference in your life. So, callers, I want you to let in, open up with us today. You know, just share with us some of the people, some of the situations and circumstances in your life that has affected you. Who made that big difference in your life? What man, what woman, you know? What did they say to you? What did they do to you? How did they impress upon you the need to change or need to let in put some energy off into your life. Okay. Here you go. And again, this is Blog Talk Radio. Who made a difference in your life? This is Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about who made that difference in your life. Who is that person that's powerful enough to say, do, or impress upon you the need for you to lay up here and pick yourself up by your bootstraps and continue on with your life. All right? So, again, I'd be like to tell you that it's Tuesday night, and we have a meeting at 3023 4th Avenue South from 5 to 7. We serve dinner. We have child care. It's community service, absolutely free. And we would love for you all to join us and take part. And let's just share with us what your week and your day or your life situation is. So we have a caller online. And hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, how you doing?
How you doing, brother? I'm doing all right.
I'm great. So, our topic today is who has made a big difference in your life?
I would have to say my big cousin. She made me transform my life in a completely different direction, and now I'm helping others do the same, you know. I didn't have nowhere to go. I was broke. Didn't have no job. I'm saying I had barely graduated from high school. You know, she took me in when nobody else would, when everybody else didn't have no faith in me. She did. And, you know, I love her for that, because at the end of the day, it just shows that somebody, God's always going to have somebody in your corner no matter what. If you walk in your faith and you stay positive, he's always going to have somebody in your corner. And, you know, my family had did me so wrong and so bogus that I couldn't, like, everywhere I went, like, nobody would even reach out to even try to help me, you know, because they had dragged my name through the mud so bad. So, you know, and she was the one that was like, I don't care about that, you know, I got faith in you. Forget what everybody else says, we going to make it. And so far we've been making it, you know, and it ain't been the easiest trip, but, you know, she hasn't gave up on me yet, and I love her for that, you know. And she, yeah, she will be the one who's made the biggest difference in my life, because I went from hanging in the streets to selling drugs to doing everything to coming to work every day, you know, to having a positive vibe, a positive motivation, you know, as far as my spirit, and having, you know, being a better father to my daughter, you know, just letting go of all the drama and all the bad, the negative things in my life. You know, and she basically, what she did is she showed me that there was more to life than how I was living. And now I'm trying to do the same for somebody else. You know, I want to show somebody else, you know, that there's more to life than how you're living. You don't have to live like this. This is an option that you have chosen to be in the streets and to not have nowhere to go and to make wrong decisions and, you know, to throw your life down the drain. You don't have to be that way. That's an option that you choose. You know, and God gives us free will, just like life does. You know, there's everybody has decisions to make. Life is about choices and decisions, and whether you.
Let me ask you something. I hear what you're saying, but you know, I, you said your cousin has made the biggest difference in your life, right?
Uh-huh.
Her trust in you and her. Would you say that she's put some discipline off into your life?
Yes, sir. Hey, more than my father has, more than my mother has, more than anybody who said that they've ever loved me or have even cared. And you know, like a lot of things that I've done, you know, weren't self-inflicted. You know, like I didn't really cause them. You know, I went along with the flow, and that's what happened. You know, people took advantage of me. You know, used me for what they needed me for, and then, you know, like, oh well, now you can get on. You know, and then I got tired of that, so then I started taking things into my own hands. And she showed me that all you got to do is give it to God, and he's going to lead you to wherever it is that you want to go, wherever it is that he wants you to go, I should say, you know. And now I wake up every day, and I'm happy. I'm so much more happier, you know. And, man, I can't thank my cousin enough. But, you know, I try to thank her by just, you know what I'm saying, trying to do the right thing by her, do what she asked of me, you know, and just show her that this was not in vain. She didn't do this in vain. She didn't do this for nothing, that I'm going to make something of myself and I'm going to be something at the end of the day. And that's what I want her to realize, you know. And I'm still young, you know, I'm only 20. I got a lot of life to live, you know. I got a lot of life ahead of me. So at the end of the day, I say, yeah, she put so much discipline into me, and she didn't have to you know, threaten me or none of that. You know, all she did was talk to me and gave me the real. She gave me the truth, and it was no sugarcoating or beating around the bush. It was, look, this is what it is, and this is what it ain't. You got to look at this and stop looking at that.
So Carla, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. Let me 1 minute. We got another call on the line. And Carla?
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Gil?
I'm doing all right. I was trying to apologize to everybody because we're having some technical difficulties or logging in today. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had those days. You know, some just wasn't right. So
okay.
We're back online today, and we're talking about who made that big difference in your life. You know what I'm saying? Who's been that man or that woman who said or done or shown or helped or inspired you to get to make the decisions that you had to make, or changed your life in a way that it motivated you to aspire to be where you at today?
Well, I would say that my dad was my inspiration. He was a teacher for 30 years, and
okay.
He grew up in South Minneapolis, and he taught me that, you know, when you see people on the streets or you meet people who come across as angry or that they have something to prove, that they probably have a real long story, maybe a sad story that's brought them where they are today. And so I work with homeless people. I've worked with them for since I was 18 years old, and I think that's where I got my inspiration from. But I also remember to be inspired by people I meet every day, and I just, you know, even meeting you and working at the shelter together, like just meeting people who go about their daily lives constantly trying to help and make their community better, I think it's amazing, and people do small things every day to do it.
So you work with the homeless people here in Minneapolis?
Yep, I work. I've been working. I'm 34 years old now, and I've been working with homeless men since I was 18. And a lot of times, men who are living outside on the streets are seen as a crowd of folks who are unsympathetic. That you know, they should be able to pick themselves up by their bootstraps and get a job. And you know, I think a lot of people forget that in this economy, it's hard to get a job. There are people who have mental health issues, who've been through a lot of trauma as a child, who maybe did stuff when they were younger, and now it's, you know, holding them back from getting jobs today. And so just to, you know, just to remember that everybody, you know, can use a helping hand. And and my dad taught me that, I think.
Oh, yeah. So in your field endeavor, you know, do you find that homeless people are more to be have given up on their dreams and aspirations, and they don't have that influential person often to their lives?
I don't think that people have given, you know, I think there's a large group of folks who've given up on, you know, getting ahead because they're saddled down with, like, you know, things that are preventing them from just getting a job. People just, like, really want a job, and there's not a lot of places that are hiring right now. And I think they go through the motions of going to a county office or going to court or going to, you know, pay for parking tickets. And then at the end of the day, when you still can't find work, it's depressing. And so to be able to provide services to everybody where everyone's treated equally, no one's judged when they walk in the door, I think it's really important. And, you know, just a couple days ago, I was at our site in North Minneapolis, and there was a man who has nothing. He's living in his car. And he said, hey, I found a guy who's giving away free tennis shoes, and I know there's a guy here who's a size 14. He just got a job. I'm going to go pick up those shoes. And he has nothing, and he's worrying about the other guys in the shelter. And so just, like, you know, that was a moment that inspired me.
Like, right at the line.
All right. We have another call on the line.
All right, thanks, Gil.
Okay. I want you to leave. I have some more questions for you. But, another call, all right?
Okay.
Another call on the line.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Hi, this
Hello?
Is Christina, and I'm calling from Minneapolis.
How you doing, Christina, from Minneapolis? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm pressing on. I had a loss in the family, but God has been good to me, and so I am moving through those obstacles.
That's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, God is good, and he's good all the time, you know? And he's going to always lay a pee, you know what I'm saying? Remember, he said he's not going to put more on our plate than we can handle, right?
That's right.
And so I know you have a strong support as well, cast behind you, you know, and that you have that spiritual power, you know, that you're more than a conqueror, right?
That's right.
And we're bigger than our circumstances, you know. And I want to just thank you for calling in today. So who has been some of the biggest influences in your life?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, so who has been some of the biggest influences in your life?
Oh, some of the biggest influences in my life is just people I'm surrounded by. You know, I'm surrounded by a lot of good ministries. One of the ministries is Mad Dads. My husband attends that, and they're very prayerful, and the staff there. I'm also God, for sure, in my church, Yahweh. I have very good people there that help me through, especially what I'm going through now, a sister named Jackie Creighton, and she's just been a wonderful, wonderful friend through this. For me and my husband, you know, Billy Hawkins, he has really, you know, got the right foundation and building blocks, you know, through the community, Urban Ventures, and again, Mad Dads. And another ministry that's really important to me is Glory Bound, and that is headed by Sharon Thomas. So she's the director of that. You know, Minneapolis has a lot to offer its people. It really does. I admire Dr. B for her Marua Project, you know, parenting boot camp. So I would just have to say, you know, a lot of the ministries right in the area, of course I have close friends, Cheryl Ewan and my family and things like that, but it's the community. You know, you guys are doing an awesome job. You're very supportive. And I just thank God for y'all. Y'all keep doing
what I hear you saying is that you surround yourself with positive people, and those positive people give you positive outlets in order for you to land in and be the person that you need to be.
That's right. They give me positive energy. You know, feedback. You know, and you have to be told about yourself sometime. Effective criticism to build you up, not to tear you down, but to always build you up and keep you on your foundation, so you can be a better person. We're here to build one another up, and that's what I've been receiving, you know. And I have to say, I'm pleased with that, you know, because a lot of times you don't get that on the job, in school, in church, wherever you at. It could be, you know.
Allison, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Did you hear what our caller from Minneapolis just said?
I did.
All right. She was saying that she had positive people. She had a positive foundation up under her. She surrounds herself with positive energy that comes into her in order to build her up and to assist her in her daily challenges. Yes, she said she had recently experienced the death in her family, but she has a positive core that lays the pin and supports her. So we're working with the homeless people. Now, you were saying before we left, But you said you was dealing with a man that was living in his car, and he had nothing, but what he had, he was willing to share with the other homeless people. So what I'm asking you is that with the state of homelessness here in Minneapolis, do you feel that what the last caller just said about having that positive reinforcement and attitude around you, is that possible to live here and overcome homelessness?
I think on an individual basis and in the way that, and the people that I surround myself with that work at the shelters, I find them, you know, positive people to try to work there and to encourage the folks who are staying there. But on a day-to-day basis, you know, the guys who are living outside and sleeping on under bridges and trying to find clean clothes to apply for jobs, I think it's challenging for them. And I think even taking that step, you know, we have that breakfast program at Shiloh Church where guys can go eat breakfast and get some clean clothes. Sometimes it takes a lot for those guys to even walk in the door because they're intimidated. They don't have the right clothes on or they don't look right and people are going to know they're homeless right when they walk in the door. So I do think that it's, you know, it's hard for...
So, Alvin, where is this organization located that you work for? What is the name of it?
I work for St. Stephen's Human Services. And I'm the shelter director, and we just opened a site for the winter, and we partnered, you know, it was a sort of an informal partnership, but, you know, VJ and you at Mad Dads have helped us get going at our site at 2200 Fremont Avenue North, and it's a men's shelter, and I've heard guys saying who have been sleeping there that they like staying there because it makes them feel human again, and... You know, this is 40 mats on the gym floor, so it just goes to show that, like, the community involvement and the people working there are what's making folks feel human again, not, you know, the mat on the floor.
Amen.
And the involvement we've had from Shiloh Church and Mad Dads has been great. It's been a huge, great community, and River of Life Church. It's been just a huge community support that's helped guys, you know, 40 guys a night sleeping there, so it's great.
You know, and I found, too, Allison, is that... I've been hearing great things about you. You know, I mean, your name is starting to circulate throughout the community over there on the north side. And, you know, guys are really commending and saying good things about the shelter that you run. You know, because, like, a lot of them, you know, they compare your shelter to no other shelter they've ever experienced here in Minneapolis. You know, they said, like you said, they said, you know, you get through a humane treatment and respectful employees and facilitators in your organization, that you make them feel that you care, you know. And these are the type of influences and stuff that we're talking about today. You know, people be thinking that they have to do something that's monumental, you know what I'm saying, something that's so huge and astronomical, you know, that it's supposed to be like breathtaking and stuff. But they don't understand it's just the little things that you do for a person that can bring the humanity back off into that person's life. You know?
Well, thank you. But I just want to put back on you guys, though, that, like, I'm hardly ever there. So it's the staff, it's you guys over there. And I hired people, you know, I hired folks. I have folks who are working there who couldn't find a job anywhere else because of their backgrounds. And they've got, you know, it's amazing that they are there. They hadn't worked with homeless people before, and all they do is just be kind to folks who walk in the door. So I think it's just a great, great thing.
Yeah,
so I'm putting it back on you guys. Like, you guys did awesome work. It's inspiring to me when I hear guys saying how great of a shelter it is, because I'm not there very often. But to you all.
Hey, you know, you was a seed planter. You know what I'm saying? You were reaping what you sowed.
Well, thank you.
That's the beautiful thing about you.
A city council meeting now. They're talking about shelter funding. So thanks so much for having me on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, y'all. Talk to you.
All right. And that was she's from St. Stephen's. And hello, caller. What are you saying?
Hello. No, I just wanted to put my input in on that. I think what you guys do is a very great thing, because it's not – a lot of cities don't have that. Like, you know, a lot of inner cities really don't have that. You know, they have something like that, but not – they don't take it to the extent that the Mad Dads and Urban Ventures and all the other good organizations like Shiloh Temple and all you guys. You saying you guys go above and beyond for everybody else. And I think that's, you know, like you guys are going to get countless blessings for the things that you do, because every single day when you guys do things like that, you guys change people's lives in so many different ways, you know, in so many different ways. And I think, you know, there's going to be a time when you guys go out and somebody's going to be like, hey, you're Gil Baggett or you're VJ Smith or you're this person, you know, you changed my life. Just, you know, just for opening that shelter or recommending me to go to that shelter. And you might see them, you know, you might have recommended them 2 years ago, 3 years ago, now to see them today. And they're looking healthy, feeling healthy, they're happy, they got jobs, you know, taking care of the business, you know, all of that. That's a real true blessing, you know. And I think you guys are somebody's major influence. You know, I think you guys are influencing somebody for the rest of their lives, and you're going to give them that motivation that they need to get through life, you know, because every now and then everybody needs that push. So I feel like you guys are amazing, and I appreciate what you guys do, you know, and that's why I'm a part of the Mad Dads.
Well, that's, you know, and call them, you know, you're right, you know, but, you know, in my experience, you know, is that, It, in order for you to have compassion for other people, you have to be on the other side of that, you know? And what I mean by being on the other side of that is you have to be the recipient of the inhumanity that man inflicts upon another individual, you know? And once you go through that and you understand that you're strong enough to date, holla, that, you know, yeah, that you understand that you're strong enough today to let him change your life. That's what we try to instill in the people.
You know, and I still think, you know, like I said, I still got a long way to go, and I've been sitting just listening, just really listening. And when she got on the phone and said all this, she said, you know, and then the other caller before her, you know, it's just amazing what people go through, and they can still stand strong and firm, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, it's all gonna work out for the better, because without struggle, there's no triumph. So everybody has to go through something to get to where they want to be. You know, and it's always going to be hard, and it's always going to be a struggle. But with people like you guys, you know what I'm saying, everybody's always going to be better off. Anybody that comes your way is going to be better off, you know, because, you know, when I first got hooked up with the Mad Dads, you know, they put me on my feet, and now I'm happy with myself. With myself and the things that I'm doing and the places that I'm about to go, you know, and it only makes me happy, and it motivates me more to do better and go harder and go stronger and go farther, you know, and spread my wings and expand my mind. And, you know, I wanna one day open up a shelter and help somebody. You know, it may not even just be that, but I wanna do something that's gonna change somebody's life for the better, you know, so they can look back and be like, man, thank you. Just like I did, like I tell VJ and like I tell everybody else at Mad Dads, man, thank y'all, because without this support group, I wouldn't even still be talking like this, you know, like my mindset would have still been the same, but because of I had a strong support group who could push me through whatever it is that I needed to be pushed through, you know, whatever situation it was or whatever obstacle it was, I overcame it, and I'm still overcoming obstacles, but I'm not slowing down. I'm just getting faster. I'm picking up speed. You know, it's like a snowball rolling down the hill. It's like what you said on the last show. I was listening. You know, it's like what you said on the last show. It's like when you push a snowball down the hill, and it's just going to keep rolling and absorbing more snow. It's going to keep rolling and picking up speed, and that's what I'm doing. But instead of going downhill, because I've already been downhill and I've hit rock bottom, this time I'm going up, you know, and the power that's pushing me is the power of God. You feel me?
Yeah, I understand that.
It's just, I don't know, I think, man, what y'all do is a good thing, and, you know, I think, me personally, if I had a spot or a say-so in that, I would try to get so much more youth involved, because this is the youth is our future, you know, like me and teenagers that's younger than me, you know, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, they're all our future. So why not start young? So by the time they get to be our age, your age, my age, that they already know. They know what to do. They know what it is. They know that I'm not gonna be like that. I want to be like this. I want to be a mad dad, or I want to be with Urban Ventures, or I want to do things like that, and I want to follow footsteps like that. I want to be diligent to what I want to do. Whatever it is that I'm gonna do in a positive way, I'm gonna be diligent to it.
That's a couple of good points you made there, Carl. And I truly appreciate the things you said about the various organizations that's working diligently, you know what I'm saying, throughout the Minneapolis and the St. Paul area with IU. You know, and a lot of things, man, you know, that go into making a difference in a person's life, you know, and we have to always be observant, and we've always got to have an open mind and an open ear to hear the various pains and the various cries of desperation that's coming from our youth, and I think you put it very elegantly that. The relationship that you have with your cousin and how she's reached out for you and brought you into her home and has been helping you to reevaluate the decisions that you've made. And I think that was a very, very prevalent point right there, because, see, we have a lot of people out there that don't have that that support base, you know? And today we have to lay up here and consider that the voices that's out there in the community must be heard, especially our youth. All right, and listeners, again, I want you to thank you for tuning in, and don't forget about our Tuesday night meeting at 3023 4th Avenue South, and it starts at 5 o'clock, and it goes to 7. They have free meals, and they have child care that's available. And this is a group in which they sit down and they share their winnings and their losings. They share the economy of their life. They share the different things and stuff that didn't help them. The different things that they're still they're having problems with. So we want to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio this week. I want to thank all the callers that called in, and I want to let in. Again, to reiterate that today it's very important that we start looking at some of the things that make us make the decisions that we have in our life. And it's time for us to start reevaluating the differences that we allow those different people to make in our lives. Are they positive? You know, are they making you a better you, or are they bringing you down? Again, we get to like to talk about how people are sometimes a plus, and some people are just negative. Some people just want to just take what we got, even if it's just our last cigarette, you know. And these are the things that we're asking you to lay up there and contemplate in your mind today, you know, is that who are we allowing around our children? Who are we allowing our children to be around? You know, who are we around? What books are we reading? What radio stations are we listening to? What music are we listening to? What various thoughts are we contemplating that makes us make the decisions for us to live and turn out the people that we are? So, again, I want to thank you for all those that called in and those who are listening. And we're just asking you to, again, just think about who made that big difference in your life, you know? And if they made a positive difference in your life, applaud them, you know? If it's bringing you stress, hey, man, be strong enough to free your mind, you know, and let that stress go, because stress kills. Stress busts pipes. So, again, we want to just thank you for listening, tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. And we got 19 seconds, and we want to just close out in prayer. We want to just thank our Heavenly Father for allowing us this opportunity to share our thoughts together. We ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be and bless all the families and all the children and everybody in the devils in which they're going to do today. And we just want to just thank Him and praise Him and magnify His name. So you have a beautiful weekend. You have a beautiful week and a beautiful remainder. And we just want to just praise. Praise God. So, like I said, just think about those who made that big difference in your life. And just think about those who don't have that influence. Maybe you can be that guy's life in somebody else's life. Maybe you can say that one thing that lay up here and bring about change in that other person. Maybe you can be on a bus stop and say something to change a person's life. Maybe you can be in a grocery store and just say hello to a person and show that person kindness. You know? And it's such an amazing thing that we have today. The ability to have open and honest relationships, open and honest communication. To be able to say what's on your mind and mean it. Let your yeas be yea and your nays be nay. Because today, we got a powerful, powerful, powerful God in our lives. We just want to thank you.
Oh, no, that's what it is. So what's up, Chance?